Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. A 17-year-old Muslim girl from Pakistan and a 60-year-old Hindu man from India rose above Edward Snowden, Vladimir Putin, Pope Francis to win this year's Nobel Peace Prize.
Malala Yousafzai has gotten international attention for her campaign to promote the education of girls, even after she was shot in the head by the Taliban in 2012. And Kailash Satyarthi is at the forefront of the global fight to end child slavery and exploitation. Satyarthi told reporters today in New Delhi that he knows Malala personally.
She's a wonderful lady, and I am going to speak to her soon. And I'll invite her in a new fight for peace in our region. And I hope that she will agree.
Malala was in school in Birmingham, England today when she was notified that she had won the prize. She said that indeed she would be working with Kailash Satyarthi. And here she is speaking about when she lived in the Swat Valley in Pakistan.
In Swat, there was Talibanization, and because of that, no girl was allowed to go to school. At that time, I stood up for my rights and I said that I will speak up. I did not wait for someone else. I had really two options. One was not to speak and wait to be killed. And the second was to speak up and then be killed. And I chose the second one because at that time there was terrorism. Women were not allowed to go outside of their houses. Girls' education was totally banned. People were killed. At that time, I needed to raise my voice because I wanted to go back to school. I was also one of those girls who could not get education. I wanted to learn.
We'll have more on our conversation with Malala in a moment.
But first, let's go to NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, Sasha.
And Eleanor, tell us more about why the committee said it chose to honor these two individuals.
Well, if you watch the announcement this morning, the committee said children's rights are at the heart of peaceful global development. So obviously, child's rights are a huge issue, the right of children to go to school, the right of children not to have to work. And you couldn't help but feel, and they even said it, we've chosen a Hindu and a Muslim person. You know, they picked people from vastly different backgrounds, different genders, different religions, to show that they're working for the same, much more important issue, which is, you know, rights for vulnerable members of society. And this overrides, you know, all we hear today are religious squabbles. You know, Hindus and Muslims have a lot of problems sometimes in India. But this is such a greater good that they're working for. And the committee obviously wanted to highlight that our differences can be overcome. We can work together for a greater good.
Now, Malala is globally famous at this point, but Kailash is not nearly as well known. He spent decades fighting child labor and advocating for all children to have access to education. Tell us more about some of the detail of his work.
Yeah, it's very interesting because you're right. People knew Malala because, of course, getting shot by a Taliban in the head when you're just taking the bus home from school is just unbelievable. But Kailash Satyarthi, he's 60 years old. At the age of 26, he gave up what could have been a lucrative career as an electrical engineer to fight against child labor. And he mounted spectacular raids on factories, these sweatshops, and rescued, Sasha, apparently over his career, tens of thousands of children who were being forced to work, and he got them back in school. And he also developed a model to help young people who had been in forced labor, to rehabilitate them, to give them a skill so that they could do a job when they did get out of school. He also created it's called Rugmark. It's a label that certifies, you have to be open for inspections, that no child labor was used in your rug making.
Right. I've read that he's talked about children being forced to embroider textiles, kids forced to toil in rice fields. He's really been trying to draw attention to that.
Absolutely. And India is the country that has more child laborers than any other country on the planet. And I've been reading figures, and they go from, it's not known how many, but there could be any from 5 to 12 million children working. And the Indian government only banned child labor in 2012, which seems unbelievable. But even though it's banned, it's still happening. There's a lot of poverty. You know, in stone cutting, I read that 40% of stone cutters are children. There's a lot of domestic workers, young children working in houses, and something that's called bonded labor, where you have to work against a debt. So a family could maybe have a debt, and the whole family, including the children, would have to work it off.
The past 2 years, the Nobel Peace Prize has gone to institutions. The EU got it in 2012, and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons got it last year. How significant is it that the prize is going to two individuals this year?
You know, when you hear that, you know, chemical weapons or a group like the EU, I mean, it's great, but that these prizes this year are attached to two people with such compelling backgrounds. You can see their faces. You can read what they've done. It's somehow more uplifting, I think. There's something powerful about having it bestowed on an individual.
And the age difference seems noteworthy. It's just showing that whether you're 17 years old or 60 years old, you can make huge accomplishments.
Yeah, that's fantastic, too, because, you know, children think, well, when I grow up, I'll do this. Well, how about you could start now? Malala started at 12. So right. It is. It's an amazing message.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley. Eleanor, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sasha.